My name is Alana, and you are listening to Give a Damn, a podcast that intentionally and mindfully explores life's common challenges in order to break down the barriers between us and become the best version of yourself. Hi, friends. I hope everyone had a great week and you've had a wonderful weekend. I am just so grateful for everyone who listens to this, that gives me feedback, what you like and what you don't like, but mostly everyone's been pretty incredible in telling me what you like. So I'm just, my top priority always is to put out content that is inspirational, that is useful, that is motivational, and really most importantly is talking about things so that we all feel less alone in our challenges that we go through. So thank you for listening once again. And I just really love and appreciate you all. Today's episode, something a little different. We're going to talk about the part of the give a damn about your neighbor and community portion. So we're really going to focus on today how we treat other people. So I'm calling this episode Do Unto Others because there's an old adage, do unto others as you'd have done to you. And I really believe that this should start being a part of our daily affirmations. It's just as important to tell yourself kind words and tell yourself kind things as it is to tell others kind things and to be kind to other people. Because believe it or not, the way that you talked about other people and treat other people can really also affect you and your energy and what's going on in your world. So I always go back to this, but I think that the age of social media has made us forget about this. It's so easy to quickly place judgment on other people with a like or with a dislike or a mean comment and immediately create an opinion based off of not really knowing any background about somebody. And I really do think that that sort of quick reaction has spilled over into our actual lives. We are so quick in, you know, IRL, in real life, to judge people, to make an opinion about somebody, whether you like them, whether you like the way they're dressed, whether you don't like the way they're dressed, you know, you don't like their hair, you like the way they act, whatever it may be, without actually knowing someone. And that affects the energy within us. So we all have this energy that is sort of like it is a life force. And that energy affects how we feel and how we show up to other people and how we make other people feel. And so when you are using negative energy, it drains that energy from you. It literally takes away the life force we need from ourselves to be positive and begins a cycle of negativity. I mean, have you ever noticed how your energy levels and moods change when you're going through something hard or emotional? If you're really sad, you have really low energy. If you just had a hard day, you come home and you feel extra drained. It's the same thing for the way that we speak to people and the way that we act around people. A lot of times when you're feeling that low energy because you had a bad day, it's maybe because you had a lot of negative interactions within your day. So it's really important to know that this isn't just about the way that we speak. It's about the energy that we also put into ourselves and that we put out in the world. So why do we do it? I found that a lot of times we speak negatively about other people for two main reasons. One is because we're feeling insecure and it makes us feel better about ourselves to put somebody else down. Two, we do it to fit in. I mean, how often are you in a conversation that goes south and you find someone talking negatively about someone you know or you don't know and you chime in merely to not make it awkward? But you end up feeling bad and unsettled about the things you said. So one is because you feel insecure and it makes you feel better about yourself. And two is that we do it to fit in because we're too uncomfortable to speak up and to say how we really feel. And at the end of the day, we're all just doing our best. And we're all just doing the same thing. We're trying to fit in. We're trying to feel loved and to feel seen. And we all do that in different ways. So why do we have to ridicule other people for the way that they do it? I mean, everyone should be entitled to their own individuality. Don't you think that if you talk to that person about their choices, you may even find some similarities? You may really even understand where they're coming from. You know, I always say, like, at the end of the day, you just never know what someone is going through. Think back to your hardest moments. I mean, I imagine that you didn't show up your best always. Or maybe even think back to a time you wanted to feel loved, a time that you thought you looked good, and then somebody put you down for it. I know I look back at my college photos and I am horrified by the things that I'm wearing and the makeup and the hair, but I felt so good about myself. And I remember a time that I was ridiculed for that. And nothing will bring you down more than thinking that you are feeling yourself, that you feel good about everything, and someone tells you otherwise, and it kills all the energy within you. So why do we do that to other people, right? So why are we perpetuating that cycle and putting that on other people? It's something that has really come up for me a lot lately that I see going on in this world. So I put together some tools to stop the ish talking. I'm trying not to curse quite so much on this. And to do unto others as we'd have done to us. So here are my tools that I came up with. Step one, clearing your energy. One thing that I like to do for my own clarity and energy restoration is to sage or Palo Santo myself in the evening to clear my energy. It's an absolute spiritual practice of my own, and it's just a mentally makes me feel good and clears any toxic energy or feelings from my day before I get into my bed, because I don't like to bring those things into my bed, into my dreams. I'm really big on no social media as well before I get into my bed. So rituals are really important to clearing that negative energy so that you don't bring it into your next day. So it might not be saging or Palo Santoing. Maybe it's taking a bath or taking a shower, like physically cleansing the day off of you. It's lighting a candle, lighting incense. So just something that brings you back to yourself and helps you let go of the comings and goings of your day. Step two, the next time you find yourself thinking negatively or speaking negatively about someone else, can you catch yourself and ask yourself, am I doing this because there's something in me that feels envious? Is it making me feel better about myself to beat somebody else down? Is this absolutely necessary and really benefiting anyone? Or, quite frankly, am I just being a bitch? So ask yourself that question. Can you pause? I believe really in taking steps, and you're not going to make changes all at once overnight, but can you stop in the moment that you're talking negatively about somebody else and ask yourself, like, what's the why? Why are you doing this? And is this making anything any better? Is this helping anyone? Is this really going to benefit anybody? Step three is the next time you find yourself in a conversation where people are talking negatively about someone else, can you start the process of not participating? So maybe the first time you try it, you can just nod and stay quiet. Don't physically say the words. Don't physically participate and just start taking a step back. But then the next time, can you even counter the conversation by advocating for that person? Can you maybe say, you know, I don't want to talk about this. This doesn't feel good. And you know what? This person's just doing their best. You know, it's not our place to place judgment on somebody or talk negatively. 9 times out of 10, I find that if I do that, people are pretty embarrassed about the way they're talking and they will stop. I also have found that the less that I participate in that, the less that people actually will talk-ish about other people behind their back to me, because they know that I don't really like to do that, that that I'm not going to participate. So then it's not fun. And then that's my level of success. Step four, start incorporating random acts of kindness into your life. Okay, I really, really feel strongly about this one. So it doesn't have to be towards the person you are feeling some type of way about. It can just be a stranger. So start by just saying hi or good morning to someone you don't even know. Pay somebody a compliment. Buy the person behind you in the Starbucks line their coffee. Buy a homeless person a meal. Anything. Something that I like to do is I call every stranger friend that I don't even know them, because I've noticed that it creates this type of camaraderie, and people's reaction to me is significantly kinder and softer when I call them friend. It somehow breaks down barriers. So I'll do this with any customer service person I'm interacting with. I do this with people at work. I mean, I'll meet someone for the first time, and on the closeout of our conversation, I'll just say, it was really nice to meet you, friend. I really think it works well. I consider it a random act of kindness. And by practicing this with total strangers, you don't allow yourself the ability to create instant judgments on people. So you are making subtle shifts in your thinking. And the final step, step five, is once you have successfully avoided the negative talk and practiced kindness, take notice about how you feel. How much more energy do you have for yourself? How much more positive are you? How much kinder are you to others? You know, notice how you feel when you are doing these random acts of kindness versus the moments that you are talking negatively about somebody that you know, or someone you don't know. And how different does your energy levels feel, and how do you feel inside? And journal about that, and you know, and take notice of that shift that starts happening within you. So again, I just want to recap those steps. So these are the tools to stop talking the ish and to start treating other people the way that you want to be treated. Clear your energy at the end of the day. Stop and take notice when you are talking the ish and ask yourself whether it's really necessary or if it's helping anyone. Start the process of not participating in the conversation and then actively advocating against it and standing up for what you believe in. Next step is calling people friends or just doing random acts of kindness and being kinder to strangers. And then lastly, journaling about how you feel. So these are just the things that I came up with. I think that there are other things out there as well. My message really today just though is about, you know, it's so important to give a damn about yourself, obviously, but it's also equally important to give a damn about the people that are around you. And we want to create a community of love and kindness. And the only way to do that is to stop placing judgments. Stop being so hard on everyone else. You know, we are all doing our best. We all just want to be loved and seen. And if you can just remember that in those moments, I honestly think it will make such a huge impact. You guys, that's all I have for today. I just really felt called to put this message out to the world, something that's really been on my mind and heavy on my heart. So once again, always please tell me what you think of this. If you like this podcast, subscribe to it. Follow me on my Instagram page, Give a Damn Podcast, and text me, call me, anything. Tell me what you think, what you like, some topics that you'd like me to talk about, and I would be so excited to do that. I love to hear from all of you. And remember, give a damn about your community, give a damn about your neighbor, but most importantly, give a damn about your damn self. Have a great Sunday, you guys. I'll see you next week.